Hello and welcome to Where the Living Room Used to Be, a podcast about Rhode Island's music scene. Hey everyone, it's James. On this episode, Daryl Black Eagle Jameson shares how blues music helped build his confidence. We also talked about what simply being a good person can lead to, as well as some of the lessons that were instilled in him early in life. Please listen to the end, because I've included a song that was a musical collaboration between Eastern Medicine Singers and the wonderful Mary Lee Partington, who unfortunately recently passed. She truly was a special person, and I hope you all enjoy this rehearsal recording. Black Eagle, I wanted to ask, can you share a piece of musical advice that, you know, maybe one of your members of your group or like a mentor, you know, someone that like passed something along to you that resonated with you and you would like to then pass that along now?
Well, I'll tell you what. This was shared to me by Kenny Lyon. Mm-hmm. Kenny Lyon was a member of our tribe, not only a member, but he was one of the clan chiefs.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And his son is now took his spot. So Kenny told me one day, he goes, you know, Daryl, he goes, you're a heck of a blues singer and you don't even know it.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And I said, not really. And he, you know, I went over his house quite a few times. I played with him. He's like, hey, pick that drum up. Come on, let's still.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. He's a great guy. And so he goes, Daryl, he goes, who's one of your favorite? And I said, well, I like Muddy Waters and I like, you know, Howlin' Wolf, all those guys. You know, I listened to him when I was a kid, my father. And he said, what song do you like? So I told him, I said, I like Long Distance Call, You know? And so he says, you know, you got to play that with me. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm not playing that. I'm not getting up there, you know?
Yeah.
So 2017, when I did my show, Kenny got me.
Oh, yeah?
He got me, yeah. And he called me up. He goes, we're going to do this blues song, Black Eagle, me, my son.
Yeah.
And so I went up there and I sang Long Distance Call with him.
Wow, cool.
As he was starting to do the lead, Carlos De Leon was there too. Okay. And came up with his trumpet.
Yeah.
And we played. Okay. And so I had a heck of a time. And every now and then I find that video on Facebook and I listen to it. And I, you know, it was like one of the best days of my life.
Yeah.
To play with him. And he told me, he goes, you can do anything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He says, just let yourself go and just do it. Mm-hmm. You know? He goes, you're a talent. And I said to him, I'm not a talented musician. I can't even read music. You know what I mean? And so the spark of him giving me that, like, advice to just do it. Mm-hmm. You know? Was like the best thing that ever happened to me, know? And, you know, I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You know, and his son Justin was there too.
Yeah.
And it was just, I mean, how many people get to play with him and, you know, Carlos De Leon.
He's
like amazing. And I'm like, I'm nobody and I'm standing here with these guys, you know? And so I realized that I could do more than I thought I could that day, you know? Yeah. And it was all because Kenny made me do it.
Yeah.
You know? And I know he was, Heidi Nurk was one of his babies too.
Yeah.
And she's a great, you know, she's a great blues singer.
Yeah, she's got her group.
Good friends with Heidi too, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
And so it's like, that was the best.
Yeah.
And then I realized, you know, that I could do.
Just that motivation behind it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast and aren't familiar, then, yeah, just search Ken Lyon Tombstone. Or I did an interview with Mark Tabor. You can learn a lot more about what it was like being in Tombstone back in the day and the amazing things that that group did. You know, next question for you, though, is similar, but, you know, kind of turning it from your own experience of creating music and performing, you know, putting this group together and touring and everything like that. Like, is there a piece of advice that you've learned along the way that you would now like to share with people?
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, you know, open your heart, you know.
Okay.
Open your mind and open your heart, because gifts come when your heart and your mind are open.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people can see that. You know, people can see when you're real. Mm-hmm. And when you're really genuine, a genuine person and you care about stuff, because that's gotten me more than anything,
mm-hmm.
was being good to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that because I was good to people, I got the gifts back, you mm-hmm. know, from the Creator. He gave me a talent that I used, and, you know, I've always been able to be a good and fair person. And I think that that's the best thing that you can do mm-hmm. in anything, but music especially.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it gives you the ability to be with, you know, with great people.
Yeah.
And learn. So it's like, just be yourself, mm-hmm. you know, and go get it.
Yeah.
You know, go get it, man. That's my thing. Hard charger, you know.
Yes, exactly. That's cool. I agree. And then, you know, what inspires you? You know, like, it doesn't just need to be like music, but just what inspires you as a person?
My father.
Okay.
Yeah, my father, outstanding guy. I mean, my father was loved in the neighborhood, the town, friends, he amazing father, husband. He was a beautiful person, and he treated my mother like gold,
mm-hmm.
you know, me and my brothers. And he achieved a lot. I mean, like I said, you know, we were the only family of color in the whole town, 1966.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he gave us a good life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well-rounded, and my mother educated us, you know what I mean? My father, you know, he had a degree in metallurgy, went to trade school, became, you know, I mean, he was like second in command in one of the biggest machine companies in Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
Taught me, he said, listen, you will learn a trade before you graduate
mm-hmm.
high school. And my father taught me how to be a machinist. And I was on my way to learning how to do tool and die before I went into the military.
Because
I didn't want to stay.
Okay. You got a little window.
But, you know, my father was a Korean War veteran, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he inspired me to be the person that I am. He was a hard worker, a hard driver, you know, paid his bills, owned a house when, you know, other people like him couldn't. So, mm-hmm. you know, I had a heck of a role model to follow. He even employed my cousins, my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Drove them to work.
Wow.
Took them to the boys' club on the weekends so we could all go down there and have a good time. Yeah, couldn't get it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and my mother was the same, you know. But my father was my idol.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Jameson, I named my son after him. Mm-hmm. You know, never forget him.
Yeah, wonderful to hear. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad that you got to share these with the people that are listening, and I just love how, to be honest, just like, yeah, like how direct these things are. You know, we can sometimes get put a lot of, you know, lofty thoughts into things, and it's just like really breaking it down. It'll just,
yeah,
you know, support people, be nice, do things, you know, like,
yeah.
Just try, you know?
Yeah.
So, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So this is the Salesville Massacre, 1934. By the creek in the middle of the